There's a sign up on your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bapa baby bapa baby mother.
Oh yeah.
It is time for our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin. Jeff, good morning. How you doing out there? The weather's gonna be fantastic. How's the fishing? What's going on?
Huh. Wow, that's a lot.
It is. I'm running late today, so I'm just kind of...
Spin it out. Let's get going.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's stuff. Everybody around the area has picked today as this is the official, we're going to let you know everything that there is to know starting today.
All right.
It's like some kind of a last day of the year or something like that almost. Anyway, things are starting to... Things are starting to become more convenient around our region between Lake Winnipegosh and some of the other smaller lakes in our area. Now there's getting to be a series of plowed roads available for folks, and that's a big deal for a lot of people that don't have snowmobiles and pull behind shelters and things like that. Once you can just drive or get pretty close to a spot by driving a pickup truck, then everything kind of really breaks free and people start moving around. So Lake Winnipegosh, Denny's Resort on the south end has already begun letting out smaller vehicles, half-ton pickup trucks. Nothing real big yet, but you can, if you want to get on the lake by driving, you can do that. And if you want to get close, but maybe not all the way out to a fishing spot, if you just want to get in the neighborhood a little bit, you can do that over on the west side of the lake, coming in from a plowed road that is provided by McArdle's and Deckler's Resorts. They kind of work in tandem over there and keep a road. So they haven't really made an announcement that they're allowing vehicles out onto the lake yet, but that landing is wide and flat and in shallow water, so that I'm pretty sure that by this weekend there's going to be a lot of folks that will drive that road and park on the ice and then use an ATV or something like that to get the rest of the way out. But don't discount before we get to the weekend, just because there isn't an announcement now doesn't mean that you won't be able to drive out on that landing either. So I'd watch kind of for last-minute updates. And there's one coming this morning. High Banks is waiting to see 14 inches of ice. Wow. And once they reach that threshold, they're going to begin allowing folks to drive out through there. So High Banks will be an option beginning possibly as early as today or sometime coming up this weekend. So yeah, a lot of driving options on over on Leech Lake. The same thing, Trapper's Landing is watching their ice thickness down there, and they're debating that the ice road could be open to vehicle traffic any time in the next 24 to 48 hours. So another place to keep your eyes open for updates. I'm working on Mille Lacs right now, and the situation down there is not quite as much advanced. There are a few resorts now that are announcing that they'll be open this week. Over the next couple of days, they'll be open for ATVs and snowmobiles, but nobody is allowing vehicle traffic down there. That on Mille Lacs, they got off to a little bit of a shaky start here a couple weeks ago when the ice started looking pretty good, and there was little communities of ice fishermen popping up all along the shoreline. And one of the groups of folks that was fishing on the north end got stranded out on the ice for a little bit. It wasn't really a big problem, but somebody had to go out there and help pull them in. So they kind of slowed everything down a little bit. And the folks on that lake now are reporting, depending on where you go, the shoreline area is 11 to 12 inches of ice. But the further out you go into the middle, the deep water maybe has as little as 6 to 7 inches covering it now. So it's plenty to support a snowmobile, but you won't be seeing any wheelhouses out there or large vehicles traveling on that lake this weekend.
Now, I understand you can go to the northwest angle without going into Canada. Is that a secret?
Yep, they're working that out right now. I just did a little checkup on that. That road is going to primarily serve people that have already made reservations at one of the resorts or rental operators that's already up in the northwest angle. And I've got a write-up about this, and I'm going to repost it. It's about a month old, but I'm going to repost it again because they're on the verge of being able to do something with some snow plows up there. And one of the misconceptions that a lot of the folks took that ice road to mean that you'd be able to just go up to that Spring Steel Resort, put your vehicle on the lake, and tow a wheelhouse or whatever you wanted up to the northwest angle. And that really isn't going to work. They're not going to allow any trailers. So once you book a reservation with Flag Island Resort, let's just say, and you've got your dates all set, there will be a fee to use that road, and you'll be able to take your pickup truck and all your belongings and go up to the resort, but you won't be able to drag a wheelhouse or a big trailer up there with you. That road is not really meant for that. So it's going to be a little bit expensive to use, and the fact that they won't allow trailer traffic on it is probably not going to increase fishing traffic up into the angle very much. But since nobody's been able to travel across the Canadian border for the summer, the resorts up there are really pitching in on this thing. It's going to be a lot of work, 25 miles of road to keep plowed, but it's going to allow them to have some business this winter, which they could really use. So kind of, if you haven't thought about going up there, and the idea of crossing the Canadian border has been kind of out of everybody's mind now for a while. You can make a reservation and you can fish. And even though you can't fish the Canadian side, there's an awful lot of water up around Oak Island, and there's places, a lot of places to fish without having to cross. So if you haven't made a reservation and you're thinking about doing something special this winter, now would be a good time to make a phone call on that subject.
All right, Jeff. Well, Jeff, enjoy the weather, man. Looks like we're going to be good for like 10 days, like highs in the mid-20s and lows around 12 or so. So start slaying some fish. We'll talk to you next week.
Couldn't happen in a better time. Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy. That's Jeff Sun, an early bird fishing guide.